Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Steve O'Dell. In China, a case of teaching children about faith now carries the weight of criminal charges. Then, what begins as a summer reading challenge is quietly helping families rediscover time together in God's Word. That story in just a few moments. But first, the recent arrest of six Christians in southwest China highlights growing religious freedom concerns in the country. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says these believers were apparently involved in church activities for children. Yet the charges against them make it sound far more serious.
Organizing minors to engage in activities undermining public order, that is not a religious charge. That is a you're undermining the government charge. And so that could carry quite a serious penalty.
Teaching religion to children in China has been illegal for years, yet believers have faithfully worked to reach the next generation. Nettleton says the six Christians will likely receive significant prison time.
They certainly would have known the risk of what they were doing and counted the cost ahead of time.
The case is only one example of the Chinese Communist Party's push for the sinicization of religion, that is, bringing religion under state ideology and control.
They would say this is more of a cultural thing, but the reality is it's a control thing, that the Chinese Communist Party wants to control the hearts and minds of China's people.
Last week, top United States and Chinese leaders met in Beijing. Pray that advocates will speak up for the persecuted Chinese Christians. Pray for the encouragement and strengthening of imprisoned believers. Syrian authorities say they've arrested a Hezbollah-linked cell accused of plotting to assassinate governmental officials. Samuel, with Redemptive Stories, says it's an example of the current administration's work to tighten its hold on the country's security situation.
Even though the roots of this government are much more extreme, I think that they're trying to find a way to work towards a state that is controlled.
President Ahmed al-Shara will continue to target Hezbollah, a Shia paramilitary group, due to its connection with the previous regime.
When they do things like this, it shows that they have the ability to protect minority groups, including the Christians that are still living there. And so that could be viewed as a positive.
Still, the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom has recommended Syria as a country of particular concern in light of deteriorating religious freedoms there. But in the face of mixed or unclear political motives, Samuel believes Kingdom Eyes will see one thing clearly: the opportunity to pray and to act.
To really, truly walk in with open hands, with love for the Syrian people, and then meeting real needs and helping be part of the transformation.
Read more and find prayer points in our full report at missionnews.org. Next, Keys for Kids Summer Reading Club begins June 1st. They invite families to sign up to receive their Word with Zach devotional materials or unlocked devotional materials for teens. Greg Yoder with Keys for Kids says,
I'm amazed at how many parents have told us because of the Summer Reading Club, their kids have gone like day after day after day after day studying God's Word or being in His Word.
Parents are encouraged to use the SOAP acronym with their kids so that they can better understand the Scriptures.
You read the Scripture, and then you observe what's in the Scripture, and then you apply it to their lives.
The program helps kids develop habits of daily Scripture study that will hopefully last into their adult lives.
You hear parents saying things like, my kids never really wanted to read the Bible before, and now because of Keys for Kids and the Summer Reading Club, or Unlocked in the Summer Reading Club, they're doing that more. It's become family time together. It's created that time where, okay, we're all just going to be a part of the Summer Reading Club right now.
Please pray that families will get involved and that kids will draw near to Christ. Learn the full story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional called Hope Within Reach, an invitation to step into the stories of how God is moving around the world and to discover how He might be calling you to be a part of it. We pray it encourages you, strengthens your faith, and reminds you that the hope of the gospel is never out of reach. Find the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.